Penguin Random House Audio presents Napoleon, A Life, by Andrew Roberts. Read for you by John Lee. Introduction. Napoleon Bonaparte was the founder of modern France and one of the great conquerors of history. He came to power through a military coup only 6 years after entering the country as a penniless political refugee. As first consul and later emperor, he almost won hegemony in Europe, but for a series of coalitions specifically designed to bring him down. Although his conquests ended in defeat and ignominious imprisonment, over the course of his short but eventful life, he fought 60 battles and lost only 7. For any general of any age, this was an extraordinary record. Yet his greatest and most lasting victories were those of his institutions, which put an end to the chaos of the French Revolution and cemented its guiding principle of equality before the law. Today, the Napoleonic Code forms the basis of law in Europe, and aspects of it have been adopted by 40 countries, spanning every continent except Antarctica. Napoleon's bridges, reservoirs, canals, and sewers remain in use throughout France. The French Foreign Ministry sits above the stone quays he built along the Seine, and the Cour des Comptes still checks public spending accounts more than 2 centuries after he founded it. The Légion d'Honneur, an honor he introduced to take the place of feudal privilege, is highly coveted. France's top secondary schools, many of them founded by Napoleon, provide excellent education, and his Conseil d'État still meets every Wednesday to vet laws. Even if Napoleon hadn't been one of the great military geniuses of history, he would still be a giant of the modern era. The leadership skills he employed to inspire his men have been adopted by other leaders over the centuries, yet never equaled, except perhaps by his great devotee, Winston Churchill.